Hello, and thank you for joining us for another inspirational episode of Encouraging Words with Simelita Webb. I wanted to talk about perfectionism tonight because it's something that a lot of us fight with. For some reason, we still believe we have to be everything for everyone, and that sometimes our best isn't good enough. And both of those are fallacies of, they're just not true. You know, you only have to be the best you can be, and that is good enough. For anyone to constantly feel bad because they're not meeting their own high expectations, it's kind of almost self-abuse. If you are actually doing the best you can with what you have and you're seeing daily progress, then you're doing a good job. Your steps won't look like anyone else's steps that you know. They won't look like anyone's steps behind you, anyone else in next to you, because your life plan is different. God gives everyone an individual plan, and some of us don't figure those plans out because our minds are so full of negative thoughts of how we are not doing what we think we should do, or we're not being as prominent or as wealthy or as smart or as intelligent. We don't have the connections. None of those things matter to God. What God wants from you is already inside of you. And so if you just start thinking from within and realizing that what God has given you is enough, then you can stop that habit trail of thinking. And I'm not sure if habit trails are still here. So let me just tell you what that reference is. As a kid, when you had a hamster in the classroom or a guinea pig, they had these little wheels that the animal would run in, and bless their little hearts, they would just run their little legs off all day. You and I both know they weren't going anywhere because it looked like a little globe. And they looked like this, like kind of like a translucent PVC. And I think the color tones were like orange. But when we focus so much on trying to be perfect, which is not going to happen for us until God makes us perfect, and trying to keep up with the quote-unquote Joneses, we just put too much pressure on ourselves. And so our steps no longer become healthy steps or happy steps. They become weighted down. And realize that if you are doing the best you can, your best is good enough. So you don't have to be perfect. You just have to keep moving and keep trying. And I personally believe, just from what I see in my own life and those around me, that when we put our best foot forward, God meets us where we are, and He helps our best foot become the best move. So give yourself a break. Release the weight that is on your shoulders. Do not carry unnecessary loads. Release the stress. Let it go. Let God move into your life and help you find His peace. Because when you find God's peace, there's no comparison. Nothing else matters. You can walk through life with a smile on your face, even when you're in pain. You can walk through life with a smile in your heart, even if you have tears. And that's a peace you can't get from anything else in the world but God. And give yourself a break. Release your stress. Let go and let God. I pray that this message has some meaning for you tonight, and that it helps you release some tightness, and that you're able to breathe a little bit freer. Because you have nothing to prove. Your Heavenly Father already knows what you can do. So do your best. Sending you wishes for a peaceful day, happy afternoons, and wonderful evenings. Until we speak again, goodbye.